Go Durand the Panthers. From all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Everybody in the ATL is coming. DJ's got those speakers thumping. Got a black Ford, not a white Mercedes. Walking in the front door, checking out the ladies. My buddy says, hey boys, I'm buying. Hottest girl in here's giving me the eye.
Everybody knows it's gonna be one of those. I can drink to that all night. That's the stuff I like. That's the kind of party makes you throw your hands up high. On a bar stool, doing shots of Jack, girl, gonna take it old school, saying hell yeah to every song they're playing. Do you wanna dance, baby? I'm just saying.
Everybody knows it's gonna be one of those. I can drink to that all night. That's the stuff I like. That's the kind of party makes you throw your hands up high. About to tie one on, talking gone, gone, gone. Turn.
I can drink to that all night. That's the stuff I like. That's the kind of party makes you throw your hands up high. Got to tie one on, talking gone, gone, gone. Turning all the wrongs into right. I can drink to that all night. I can drink to that all night. I can drink to that all night.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. The Justice Department says aerospace giant Boeing has not lived up to its side of a deal that kept it from being charged criminally after two jetliner crashes.
The Justice Department says Boeing is now subject to prosecution, though the department is still determining how it will proceed in this matter. Those two MAX jet crashes killed hundreds of people. The first in Indonesia killed all 189 passengers and crew. The second in Ethiopia, 157. A congressional investigation found Boeing failed in its design and development of the MAX.
ABC's Lionel Moise reporting in the journal Nature. A German climate scientist who studied tree rings declared the summer of 2023 last year was the hottest in the Northern Hemisphere in more than 2,000 years. He helped desegregate Houston. His church announced the death of the Reverend William Lawson at age 95. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Memorial Day is nearly here. Time to fire up for grilling season. Head to OmahaSteaks.com for the Memorial Day sale with 50% off site-wide. That's 50% off grilling favorites like tender steaks, beefy burgers, and much more. Plus, use promo code QUALITY at checkout to save an extra $30. Their unconditional money-back guarantee backs every purchase. At OmahaSteaks.com, use code QUALITY at checkout for an extra $30 off. Minimum order may be required.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the Morning Farm Report from WRDN. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, double-digit losses in the milk markets, June down 41 to 2085, July down 28 to 1993, August down 25 to 1949, September down 19 at 1943. Cheese markets were mixed, barrels up 8 3/4 to 206, 40-pound blocks though down 5 to 193, one trade a barrel, 14 trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 3 1/4 to 299 1/2, 17 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 1/4 to 116 1/2, 26 trades on the day. Dry weigh steady at 38 1/2, 2 trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets are moving mostly higher on the day yesterday after the trade saw higher boxed beef prices, and that is indicating higher consumer demand is expected, and that helped to support both live and feeder cattle markets. Hog markets also moving mostly higher as well. Higher pork cutout values helping to support the markets, even though the cash hog market hasn't seen much interest develop. Packers have only vaguely supported the complex, but interest should improve later in the week. June live cattle up 260 to 178.17. May feeder cattle up 390 to 340 or to 243.27. May hogs up 37 cents to 91.82. Chicago Board of Trade corn, soybeans, and wheat all mostly lower. Profit taking pressuring prices, also planting progress in some areas of the corn and bean belt also pressuring prices. And also pressuring prices, concerns that there might be retaliatory tariffs coming from China after the United States announced a doubling of tariffs of Chinese electric vehicles. New crop corn down 2 to 491. New crop beans down 7 1/4 to 1205. Chicago wheat, May down 13 1/4 to 657. Minneapolis wheat, July down 5 to 733 1/4. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 413, June 416, July 419, new crop 436. Cash beans 1140, June 1145, July 1145, new crop 1125. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 433 1/2, June 437 1/2, July 435 1/2, new crop 441. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 427, June 437, and new crop at 441. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 414, June 414, new crop 436. Cash beans 1136, June 1139, new crop 1130. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 427, new crop 436. Cash beans 1121, new crop at 1120. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 442, June 445, July 447, new crop 446, cash beans 1177, June 1183, July 1189, new crop 1147. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash and June corn 414, new crop 436, cash and June beans 1141, new crop 1130. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 166 to 189, Holstein fed cattle 146 to 177, market cows 95 to 139, bulls 130 to 160, calves 350 to 1010, beef steers 205 to 354, Holstein steers 162 to 250. Sheep markets, market lambs 240 and down, light lambs 245 and down, ewes 90 and down, rams 80 and down, goat markets, does 125 and down, bucks 235 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 177 to 186.50, finished beef heifers 177 to 186.75, finished dairy steers 160 to 170, market cows 108 to 124, market bulls 144 to 163. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started Wesley Financial Group to do one thing, help people get out of their timeshare nightmare. When you buy a timeshare, the timeshare company can raise your annual maintenance fees at will. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Want out of your timeshare? Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. Call 800-970-3355. 800-970-3355. 800-970-3355.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 72 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the east to southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy this evening. Scattered thunderstorms with locally heavy rain after midnight. Could get a quarter inch or more in spots. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high near 71. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
It started way back in third grade. I used to sit beside Emmy Lou Hayes. A pink dress, a matching bow in her ponytail. She kissed me on the school bus, but told me not to tell. Next day I chased around the playground, across the monkey bars to the merry-go-round. And Emmy Lou got caught passing me a note. Before the teacher took it, I read what she wrote. Do you love me? Do you wanna be my friend? And if you do, well then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no. You're like two kids with stars in our eyes. Ain't much changed, I still chase Emmy Lou. Up and down the hall, around the bed in our room. Last night I took her out in a white limousine. 20 years together, she still gets to me. Can't believe it's been that long ago when we got started with just a little note. This is how love goes. Check yes or no.
just how love goes. Check yes or no. Gonna take all the trouble that tomorrow might bring and put it away. Gonna drink every drop of happiness till they cover me up. I'm gonna live, gonna laugh, gonna love. I got a buddy that wakes up worrying about stocks and bonds. He's up and he's down and he only smiles when the market's strong. I spend my whole week's wages at the dance on Saturday night. Won't ever grow a portfolio, but hey, that's alright. I'm gonna live, laugh, love just for today. I'm gonna take all the trouble that tomorrow might bring and put it away. Gonna drink every drop of happiness till they cover me up. I'm gonna live, gonna laugh, gonna love. Down where the wind through the pine helps me unwind while the world goes round. I got a woman that fills my heart so full that it overflows. And how it gets any better than this, brother, I don't know. I'm gonna live, laugh, and love just for today. Gonna take all the trouble that tomorrow might bring and put it away. Gonna drink every drop of happiness till they cover me up. I'm gonna live, gonna laugh, gonna love.
With local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
She hung up when I something better. On your mind, you said nobody.
Nobody.
Why do you ask her again? I could have told you that. We came back home, got ready for bed. I said to myself, I've got one shot left. You're still mine, and I won't stand in line behind nobody. Nobody.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Sylvia and nobody here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Wednesday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the low to mid 40s. Another beautiful day today. But we do have some rain on the way later on tonight and tomorrow. We'll have details with our ag weather forecast also coming up next hour. Well, the United Soybean Board has been doing a little traveling, the soybean checkoff, rather, and we're going to talk a little bit about that as well in our Newsmaker segment, that coming up next hour. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America. That's next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Roots. We plant them. We feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. Remember biology class in high school? Most of us didn't get it or slept right through it. Well, we didn't, and we can help build your soil's biology. And biology can be the key to unlocking that next bushel and to help your plants thrive. Strong roots make for thriving communities. Plant your roots with Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Did you know that NASA and U.S. agriculture have worked together for decades? We'll explain coming up.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
The National Aeronautics and Space Administration, more commonly known as NASA, made an appearance at the 2024 Washington Watch event in Washington, D.C. with farm broadcasters. Brad Dorn is the agricultural lead with NASA and talks about how NASA and agriculture fit together.
Yeah, NASA's been involved in Earth observations specifically for agriculture since the early 70s. And if you include weather, that was our first foray into Earth observations was the early weather satellites. And so really, agriculture has been at the heart of really driving a lot of Earth observations from our satellites and the tools that we have. And it continues today. If you look at our fleet of 28 or so satellites, most of those observations have some relevance to weather, the water cycle, key things that are very important to the producers out there.
He says NASA's satellites are also used in managing other aspects of agriculture.
How do we manage nitrogen better so that we understand water quality better? How do we assess water quality? We've been supporting USDA for 5 decades with the WASDE report, helping NAS in their statistics, and continue to do that. We've supported the U.S. Drought Monitor as long as the U.S. Drought Monitor has existed.
Dorn says that the agency's observations are continuing to expand.
But now there's new things, too, we're observing. I know in your part of the world, you know, this whole issue of a lot more smoke, a lot more fires, what's the impact does that have on our crops? And so understanding and trying to assess that, one of the key observations that we have for those types of things are from space.
That's Brad Dorn, Culture Lead with NASA. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Nissan knows it's not about where you go. The real fun comes from getting there. From muddy jungles to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder lets you chase bigger, better, and more exciting adventures. And with a towing capacity of up to 6,000 pounds, you can bring the fun with you. Find your path with the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Head to NissanUSA.com for more details. Towing capacity varies by configuration. See Nissan Towing Guide and Owner's Manual for additional information. Always secure cargo.
What seems to be the problem?
Doctor, thank God. My husband found out Cricket Wireless has 5G plans for $15 a month, and his jaw just dropped.
Huh. Did he hear about Cricket's blazing fast 5G?
Yep.
Uh-huh. What about their reliable nationwide coverage?
Yes, that too.
Uh-huh. I see. Unfortunately, there's no cure.
Uh-huh.
But you will have really fast 5G.
Yeah.
Get jaw-droppingly fast 5G for $15 a month. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Video may be limited to SD. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. Subject to change. See store for details.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 72 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the east to southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy this evening. Scattered thunderstorms with locally heavy rain after midnight. Could get a quarter inch or more in spots. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high near 71. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
She married when she was 20. She thought she was ready. Now she's not so sure. She thought she'd done some living. Now she's just wondering what she's living for. Now she's feeling that there's something more. Should she do what she does? She doesn't want to leave. She's just wondering, is there a life out there? She's always lived for tomorrow. She's never learned how to live for today. Oh, she's dying. Just get away. Oh, something for herself for a change. Is there life out there? So much she hasn't done. Is there life beyond her family and her home? She's done what she should. Should she do what she does? She doesn't want to leave. She's just wondering, is there a life out there? is fair and time is a friend. What'd she do it the same as she did back then? Oh, she looks out her window, she wonders again, is there life out there? So much she hasn't done. Is there life beyond her family and her home? She's done what she should. Should she do what she did? She doesn't want to leave. She just wonders, is there life out there?
Evening, 6 o'clock, and all my friends are twisting off. I'm at the house just turning on TV. Well, they all wonder why I've changed. How many times must I explain? It's basic honky-tonk anatomy. The drinking bone's connected to the party bone. The party bone's connected to the staying out all night long. And she won't think it's funny, and I wind up all alone. The lonely bone's connected to the drinking bone. Hey, 2 plus 2 is always 4, and down is south and up is north, and 32 degrees is freezing cold. You play with fire, you wind up burn. The early bird gets the worm. But the only thing you really need to know is the drinking bone's connected to the party bone. The party bone's connected to the staying out all night. She won't think it's funny, and I wind up all alone. And the lonely bone's connected to the drinking bone. Yeah, now sing it with me, let's make sure you know. The drinking bone's connected to the party bone. The party bone's connected to the staying out all night long. And she won't think it's funny, and I'll wind up all alone. And the lonely bone's connected to the drinking bone's connected to the party bone. The party bone's connected to the staying out all night long. And she won't think it's funny, and I'll wind up all alone. And the lonely bone's connected to the drinking bone.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN, and Tracy Byrd and Drinkin' Bone here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Wednesday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the low to mid 40s, and we'll have our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. Well, 16 farm organizations, including the Wisconsin Farmers Union, announced a national Enough is Enough tour in protest of government policies that drive consolidation of the food system into the hands of the largest multinational corporations, and that to the detriment of farmers and ranchers. And that tour is coming to Osseo. That will be coming up on May 22nd, 3 o'clock. That's being hosted by the Wisconsin Farmers Union and the Coplin Homestead Farm. And again, if you would like more information on that, you can visit the Wisconsin Farmers Union's website. Again, Wisconsin Farmers Union hosting the National Enough is Enough tour. That's coming up again May 22nd in Osseo. On the way, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by John Deere, proud sponsor of the FP Next podcast. China, the world's largest consumer of agricultural products, has long mistrusted genetic modification, especially for foods that are consumed by people. But recent announcements from the ruling Communist Party suggest those views might be evolving. I'll have more when we come back.
Plant your way to higher yield potential by investing in a precision upgrade from John Deere. Improve emergence with Exact Emerge row units and our patented brush belt technology. Easy adjust row cleaners and individual row hydraulic downforce will help you improve seed placement. Interested in better seed placement and higher yield potential with your current planter? Ask your John Deere dealer about precision upgrades.
I'm Kurt Arns, one of your co-hosts for FP Next. In this podcast, we dive into all aspects of the agriculture industry, from the field to the feedlot and pasture to policy. We aim to answer the burning question, what's next in ag? Join us every other Tuesday for quality reporting farmers can trust on the FP Next podcast, powered by John Deere. Find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or on farmprogress.com.
For years, China has been cautious about genetically modified crops, with leaders in Beijing primarily allowing imported GM corn and soybeans to be used for animal feed, while restricting the production in China to non-GMO varieties for human consumption. However, over the last 2 years, the Chinese government has begun to approve several new genetically modified crops, both for livestock feed and, with a recent announcement, for human consumption as well. Just last week, China approved its first gene-edited wheat for commercial use. This particular variety is engineered to be disease-resistant, and it marks a big step because wheat is a staple food in China. Here in the U.S., we often talk about China as a buyer of corn and soybeans. But globally, the Chinese are both the world's largest producer and consumer of wheat. Over the last year, government officials have approved more than 30 varieties of genetically modified or genetically edited crops, though the bulk of the new approvals have been for seed corn varieties, with the country's first crop of GMO corn growing this season on a limited number of acres. This year, GM crop production will occur on less than 1% of Chinese acres, as farmers are still wary of the new products and uptake of the technology has been slower than officials had planned. However, the country feels the pressure to produce more domestically, as the population of China continues to urbanize and develop cities on what was once agricultural land. Party leaders want to make the remaining acres more productive. These approvals could certainly have implications for American farmers over the long term, as China has been a key buyer of many agricultural commodities. In 2023, over $15 billion worth of soybeans were exported to that country, money that party leaders would prefer to keep in China. If the Chinese can increase domestic production enough to reduce imports, it could have massive implications on global trade flows, even though that risk is likely down the line. I'll be back with more after this.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Yes, we'll be keeping a close eye on the changing agricultural policy in China. As that country looks to reduce foreign ag exports, I expect we'll see more approvals of genetically modified or genetically edited crops in that country. But the question remains, will farmers plant them? Time will tell. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by John Deere, proud sponsor of the FP Next podcast. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
What seems to be the problem?
Doctor, thank God. My husband found out Cricket Wireless has 5G plans for $15 a month, and his jaw just dropped.
Did he hear about Cricket's blazing fast 5G?
Yep.
Uh-huh. What about their reliable nationwide coverage?
Yes, that too.
Uh-huh. I see. Unfortunately, there's no cure.
Aww.
But you will have really fast 5G.
Get jaw-droppingly fast 5G for $15 a month. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Video may be limited to SD. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. Subject to change. See store for details.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I can die painting a picture of my life and my dreams. Suddenly this crazy world made more sense to me. Well, I heard it today and I couldn't help but sing along, 'cause every time I hear that song, and I go back to a two-tone short bed Chevy, driving my first love out to the levee, living life with no sense of time. And I go back to the feel of a 50-yard line, a blanket of girls, some raspberry wine, wishing time would stop right in its tracks. And every time I hear that song, I go back. Baby, at frat parties, college bars, just trying to impress the ladies. Well, I heard it today and I couldn't help but sing along, 'cause every time I hear that song, I go back to the smell of an old gym floor and the taste of salt on a Carolina shore after graduation and drinking goodbye to friends. I go back to watch a summer fade to fall, growing up too fast, and I do recall wishing time would stop right in its tracks. And every time I hear that song, I go back, I go back. We all have a song that some stamped our lives, takes us to another place and time. So I go back to the pew, preacher and a choir, singing about God and brimstone and fire, and the smell of Sunday chicken after church. And I go back to the loss of a real good friend and the 16 summers I shared with him. Now only the good die young stops me in my tracks. Every time I hear that song, I go back, I go back to the feel of a 50-yard line, a blanket of girls, some raspberry wine. I go back. Watching summer fade to fall, growing up too fast, and I do recall. I'll go back to the loss of a real good friend and the 16 summers I shared with him. I'll go back.
War scars, white shirts, button at the neck. He'd sit in the shade and watch the chickens peck. And his teeth were gone, but what the heck? I thought that he walked on water. Said he was a cowboy when he was young. He could handle a rope, he was good with a gun. And my mama's daddy was his oldest son. And I thought that he walked on water. And if the story was told, only heaven knows. But his hat seemed to me we He tied a cord to the end of a mop and said, son, here's a pony, keep her at a trot. And I'd ride in circles while he laughed a lot. Then I'd flop down beside him. And he was 90 years old in 63. And I loved him and he loved me. And Lord, I cried the day he died, 'cause I thought that he walked on water.
Go Pepin Alma Eagles. From all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
No one wants to go down to Tucson in the summer. So this time the boss chose me. Sort of restless, guess he thought it might help if I got away from my wife and family. There'd been no other woman since the mother of my children, and in each and every way she's a lady. Now there's one that I'll remember. A sultry night we spent together, and she satisfied the love inside of me. Go on and send me down to Tucson, and I'll get the job done. Then call up the one whose love is free. She may her prim and proper, while another takes her pleasures where she can. The one in Tucson, she don't hide it, and when she gets excited, she makes you feel you're every inch a man. But if I could have a wish that I knew would be granted, don't you know that one wish would be just to lay beside my lady, and she'd be the kind of lady to satisfy the love inside of me. Go on and send me down to Tucson, and I'll get the job done. And call it the one whose love is free. She may be easy, and I love my lady, but the lady don't satisfy the love inside. Oh.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. USDA will unveil initial funding opportunities for its novel Assisting Specialty Crop Exports Initiative. The announcement will be delivered by Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agriculture Affairs, Alexis Taylor, during an event on May 17th, this Friday, at UW Stout in Menominee. The initiative will underscore the USDA's initiative to fostering a more robust and diverse marketplace for American agriculture producers and businesses, both domestically and internationally. Wisconsin 3rd District Congressman Derek Van Orden recently held a roundtable discussion to talk about health care in rural America. At the roundtable, he announced the introduction of the Rural Healthcare Revitalization Act of 2024. The bill would permit states to request and, if approved, receive waivers to bypass restrictions on establishing a new medical facility in the event of a small hospital that closes in the region. Not having accessible health care options cannot become the new normal for rural Wisconsin, Van Norden said, and one of the reasons in sponsoring that bill. Senator Michael Bennett of Colorado and Chris Coons of Delaware, along with 24 of their colleagues, called on the Senate Appropriations Committee to fully fund agricultural conservation programs in the fiscal year 2025 funding bill. Land-based mitigation measures in agriculture, forestry, and other land use sectors represent some of the most important options available for large-scale emission reductions and the removal and storage of carbon dioxide at scale, the senators wrote in a letter to Appropriations Committee leadership. We need strong investments in USDA's natural resource conservation staff and resources to support farmers, ranchers, and foresters to help mitigate and adapt to climate change, they said. The senators want full Farm Bill funding for the programs that provide technical and planning assistance to farmers and help producers across the country manage their working lands more sustainably. U.S. sales of certified organic products approached $70 billion in 2023. That's a new record for the sector. Dollar sales for the American organic marketplace hit $69.7 billion last year, up 3.4%. That, according to a 2024 organic industry survey released by the Organic Trade Association. Despite price inflation seen throughout the retail sector, consumers still looked for the USDA organic label in good numbers. The organic marketplace recalibrated its supply chain and reconciled the cost of doing business in part with increased retail pricing. Produce held its spot as the largest organic category in 2023, continuing to be the primary point of entry for consumers into the organic market. In 2023, the produce category grew by 2.6% to $20.5 billion. There's a lot of work to be done when planting finally finishes. The temptation may be to let it sit there until next season. Planter experts say that could mean a risk of problems, though, next spring. For your planter to run at peak performance, efficiency, and accuracy, what you do now to properly store it is just as important, if not more important, than how you prepare for planting next spring. That, according to Brad Niestead, lead product specialist with Kinsey. He offered a checklist, which includes storing the planter in a sheltered area if possible. Moisture and planters are not a good combination. Plus, the trade-in value is much better if you keep it inside. Remove all dirt and trash wrapped on sprockets or shafts. Any residue will draw moisture and cause corrosion. Make sure to clean the drive chains and coat them with rust preventative spray or remove and submerge them in oil. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 72 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the east to southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy this evening. Scattered thunderstorms with locally heavy rain after midnight. Could get a quarter inch or more in spots. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high near 71. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Don't need no copy of Vogue magazine. Don't need to dress like no beauty queen. High heels or sneakers, you don't give a damn. My baby loves me just the way that I am. My baby loves me just the way that I am.
Salute, we'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our head. My daddy served in the army, we lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world.